I'm sorry about that. Hello and welcome to the Healthy Lifestyle Show with Dr. Lanier. I'm your host, Dr. Dial Lanier, and we air the show every other Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen in live, or you can listen to the show whenever it's convenient for you, as all of these shows are archived on the Blog Talk Radio Healthy Lifestyle Show page. For more information on me and the services I offer, you can go to my website, which is www.drdiallanier.com, and spelled out, that's www.drdiallanier.com. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to do more health and wellness in the news, and today's topic is the skinny on weight loss supplements, and we're going to find out more about them. As well as which supplements have been banned recently by the FDA or Food and Drug Administration, and other valuable information about those. So hopefully you can walk away with some very helpful information for yourself and your family or whoever it may apply to. Now, with respect to weight loss supplements, a lot of Americans now are really trying to lose weight, and for a very good reason. About 97 million Americans are overweight or obese. And as we mentioned before, that can cause a host of different problems from complications like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, as well as stroke, gallbladder disease, arthritis, sleep apnea, and other respiratory problems, and an increase in certain cancers like endometrial, prostate, and breast cancer, not to mention an increase in mortality or a higher death rate. So all of the information that I'm going to give you today pertains to adults, and it was them doing studies or looking at these supplements for use in adults. And they put out guidelines, and by they, I mean the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Disease for adults who are overweight and obese. And those guidelines recommend initial lifestyle changes that are including things like reducing the calories of the diet by 500 to 1,000 calories per day, depending on how many calories you take in, as well as how much weight you would need to lose, as well as increasing physical activity and doing behavioral therapy or making certain changes. They'd like for adults to do that for about 6 months consistently, and then if there's no result seen by making those initial lifestyle changes, then they recommend going on to approved pharmacotherapy or medication to be used in addition to those other lifestyle changes in high-risk patients. So when we're looking at prescription medications, which are approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or the FDA for weight loss, there are three right now, sibutramine, and the brand name for that is Meridia, which is put out by Abbott Laboratories. And basically that inhibits or blocks the reuptake of serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine. The second is Orlistat, which is a brand name is Xenical by Roche Laboratories. And that is a reversible inhibitor of gastric and pancreatic lipase. So what is all of that? Lipase is the enzyme that breaks down fat. And we have it in different areas, mainly in your stomach as well as your pancreas. So what that medication does is it reversibly blocks that lipase or that enzyme that breaks down fat. And the third is fentermine, which is an adrenergic medication. So those are the big three. There are also less commonly prescribed drugs like diethylpropion, benzphentermine, and fendimetrazine, and then there are off-label medications for weight loss where they're typically used for one condition, and then they use them as off-label or not what you would expect for weight loss, and those include things like antidepressants, like fluoxetine and sertraline, as well as anticonvulsants or seizure medications like topiramate. And then lastly, for adults, bariatric surgery is recommended in cases of extreme obesity. So we know that we're supposed to be making lifestyle changes, especially if you're overweight or obese, But a lot of time, doing that can be hard. It can be hard work. And a lot of individuals, when you're faced with all of that hard work and then you look around and you see how available herbs and dietary supplements are that promise weight loss without a prescription, that could turn out to be, something that, oh, that looks pretty good. And so a lot of people are attracted to that option. And not to mention that products like these are aggressively marketed to the public. So they want you to buy these products. And the manufacturers claim that they can produce significant weight loss without unwanted side effects. So you put those two together, and it really looks appealing to quite a few people. The problem with that is that many of the ingredients that are in these supplements or products have never undergone the rigorous scientific testing that we like to see for medications. And so the claims that they make about how effective they are can be misleading in some cases. So back in the day, in the past, there were a substance called sympathomimetic amine. So basically, sympathomimetic means it acts on the sympathetic, that flight or fight system, boosts it, and as a result can cause things like high heart rate and blood pressure. And so those were used in over-the-counter diet aids, including phenylpropanolamine, as well as Mawang, which is also known as ephedra, and ephedrine. But these products became notorious for causing dose-related increases in blood pressure. Now, when you look at that, that might not seem like a big problem for someone who's healthy, but it can be really hazardous for a lot of other people, especially if you are obese or have other problems. And so when the use of phenylpropanolamine, which is the brand name for that is Accutrim by Amerifit brand, when it was correlated with high hypertension or high blood pressure and stroke, the FDA banned it from the market, and that happened around November 2000. And likewise, Mawang and other ephedrine-containing supplements have also been removed from the market. So by the time these products start disappearing, the supplement manufacturers are like, uh-oh, we need something to fill this void of weight loss aids. And they've been struggling to bring forth something to the market that's both safe and effective. And so what we need to be mindful of is whenever media attention is given to a particular ingredient or a supplement that has potential thermogenic or can burn calories or appetite-suppressant properties, we need to pay attention to that and just kind of do our research with respect to it. And a lot of times, patients who feel they may need these supplements are willing to give the product a try, even though they may not have the properly conducted clinical trials to prove not only if it's effective, but also if it's safe. Another big problem is that many patients may not mention the fact that they're taking these supplements or herbs to their healthcare providers, and that could be for a number of different reasons. Maybe they're thinking that it's not really relevant, it's no big deal. Maybe they're not thinking about the effect that it could have on medications they're already on or their health, or maybe they just don't want the doctor to know because they might have them stop taking it or suggest they do that. Who knows? It could be a number of different reasons, but I think that is actually a problem. On the flip side of that, if you were to bring it up, oh, hey, doc, I'm taking this, it's not guaranteed that the clinician may have the training or expertise to be able to analyze the different therapy. There are so many different herbs and products that come out. You need to be aware of them and how they affect the body in general, as well as if you have a particular health problem or if you're on a medication, and you may not have that like right at the tip of your fingers at the time of a visit. So usually what I recommend is that if you're interested in taking something or if you are taking it and your healthcare provider is unaware, to go ahead and take a look at it. If it's one supplement or one product, just to do the research on that. There's a lot of information online, and you can definitely make sure it's from a site that's reputable. Also, if it's several different products or herbs or ingredients in a supplement. You want to look at each one and figure out what effect it could have. And if you're not sure from your research, I always suggest that you print that out or write it out and take it in with you to your healthcare provider so they can use that information. You have it on hand, and you all can come up with a good plan for your healthcare, and hopefully they're open to receiving that information, so you don't feel like you need to kind of be in the closet with your health supplements or your diet and weight loss supplements if you're taking those. I think it's important to have the whole picture for everyone. So what I'd like to do is just go down the list of some of the products that were mentioned. And where I'm getting this from is from Medscape.com. It was actually an article that was put together for healthcare professionals to help in getting information on weight loss supplements to better help patients make decisions on whether that would be a good option for them, as well as what they do. And the first one is Orlistat, and right now it's the only FDA, or Food and Drug Administration, approved over-the-counter medicine that's approved for weight loss. And what this drug, I mentioned briefly, but it inhibits or blocks that gastrointestinal, so in the stomach, intestines, and pancreas, the lipase, which is the enzyme that breaks down fat, that activity is blocked by this medication. And as a result, 25 to 33%, there's a decrease by 25 to 33% in the absorption of dietary fat. So it just kind of goes on out of your system. Another thing that makes this appealing to a lot of people is that there isn't that sympathomimetic activity, so you don't see those same, increases in your heart rate or blood pressure and other adverse effects that you can see with some of the other products. Orlistat has been available by prescription in a dose of 120 milligrams, and that brand name is Zenicol. And it was recently approved in a 60-milligram dose that's available over-the-counter, and that's the Ally that you may have seen in different drugstores and other places by Glaxo Smith & Kline. The capsule, that 60-milligram capsule, is taken three times a day with meals or shortly after. In addition to a reduced-calorie diet, small meal portions, and, this is very important, a maximum of 15 grams of fat per meal, which is what's recommended by the manufacturer of it. Usually the side effects are minimal, and their most common adverse events are gastrointestinal or stomach-related, digestive-related. And most of those are due to taking in more fat or consuming more fat than is recommended by the manufacturer. The 120-milligram dose is pretty well supported by evidence, and on the Ally website, that says that they show a similar efficacy and fewer side effects than what Zenicol because of the lower dose. However, the studies to support the half-strength dose aren't that easy to find. They have done some studies which are small multi-center studies looking at how effective it is. But the take-home message from this article is that the non-prescription Orlistat, or that 60-milligram dose, can be recommended as an adjunct to a diet that's low in saturated fat, but patients should be advised to expect only modest weight reductions. And on average, that's about 5% of the initial body weight. And if you exceed the daily intake of 30% dietary fat or more, then you are more likely to have those gastrointestinal side effects. So that is that. In case you are just joining me, you're listening to the Healthy Lifestyle Show with Dr. Dial Lanier. We are doing health and wellness in the news, and we're talking about weight loss supplements and giving information on different supplements, and also going to be giving information a little bit on some that are banned recently by the Food and Drug Administration. There are a few other that I'll go through. Bitter orange, it's the plant of bitter orange is also known as sour orange or Seville orange. And the take-home message they gave from that in this Medscape.com article was that there really is a lack of evidence supporting bitter orange as an effective weight loss aid, and that bitter orange can elevate heart rate and blood pressure. So it probably is a good idea to avoid the use, especially if you have a history of cardiovascular disease. There's also chromium, which is an element that has a role in carbohydrate and lipid metabolism. That they looked at, and basically from that, the take-home message was that it's a trace element that works as a cofactor for insulin secretion. And this is a supplement that, when they looked at the studies, they really studied it in combination with other nutrients, and so there aren't a lot of studies that support that as a weight loss aid. Another one that they talked about that I've actually seen quite a bit of is the conjugated linoleic acid, which is commonly known as CLA. And this supplement is a naturally occurring polyunsaturated fatty acid, so it's a fatty acid, and it's essential for the delivery of dietary fat and glucose into the cells. They did a couple of studies looking at the effects of it, and their take-home message was that evidence was lacking to support recommending CLA, or conjugated linoleic acid, for weight loss, but that it may be helpful to attenuate or slow down weight gain in patients that had a deficiency of that particular fatty acid, that it may be helpful. And then some feelings of fullness were noted in some of the treatment groups that they took a look at as well. Another is fiber, dietary fiber. A lot of times we think about it and, oh, it helps you feel full, even though there's not there's, you know, only a little bit of evidence to really support that. And when they look specifically at fiber as a weight loss, a way to lose weight, I should say, it actually maybe is not the best thing when you're talking about weight loss alone. But because our Western diet is relatively low in fiber, there are a number of other reasons that are great to eat fiber, including making, you know, clean out your system and making you regular is one thing for sure. But our diet is so low that it's helpful for other reasons, and perhaps not just as weight for weight loss alone is what I'm saying. But it's definitely something that I always recommend people get in. And if you can get it in through your diet, through vegetables and fruit, as opposed to just a separate supplement, making sure you're getting in whole grains, that is great. Another is green tea. Now, green tea extract is made up of polyphenols, like flavanols and catechins, that are thought to be responsible for that benefit of weight loss that is often claimed with green tea. Looked at a couple of different studies, and the take-home message was that commercially available green tea products contain caffeine, but in varying amounts, but it may not be consistent from product to product. And caffeine exhibits a mild diuretic effect, so kind of like a water pill type of effect, which a lot of times patients can perceive that as weight loss, but it really is just a temporary loss of sodium or salt in water, so that may be one reason why it's felt to cause weight loss. Another is guarana, which is native to Brazil and Venezuela, and it contains caffeine, tannins, resins, lipids, saponin, starch, and coloring agents. And guarana has been studied mostly as a herbal blend of various natural products, including mawang, which contains ephedra. So they looked, and there's actually been a number of adverse events when reported with guarana, including things like irritability, heart palpitations, where it feels like your heart's beating out of your chest, anxiety, and other central nervous system events. And their take-home message was that few studies have examined the use of guarana extract alone for weight loss. Usually it's looked at when it's paired with something else. And the clinical trials have been combined with other ingredients such as ephedra. But this supplement probably should be avoided because of the adverse effects that I mentioned before. Another very popular one is Hoodia. And Hoodia is a genus that's comprised of about 13 species, including Hoodia gordonii, which is touted for having weight loss properties. And it's a flowering succulent that's from a South African bush that's cactiform, or it looks like the cactus, even though it's unrelated to the cactus family. And the proposed mechanism of Hoodia, of the, its action, is to suppress the appetite center in the hypothalamus, which is an area in the brain. And the benefit of Hoodia is the absence of stimulant properties, as well as, you know, those that can result in increased blood pressure and anxiety. But the evidence supporting this use is limited, while it is one of the most popular natural non-prescription weight loss aids that are marketed right now, there isn't as much evidence in the medical literature to support recommending it as a physician, even though, you know, there is some, and that there have been some patients that lost some weight, around 10 pounds or not, it hasn't, you know, been a great amount of evidence. But none of these side effects that we have seen with some of the other medications. So that at least is a good thing, especially since it's so popular right now. And I'll talk about two more. Hydroxycitric acid, and it's a supplement that's described as an accelerator of fat burning. And their take-home message was that it appears to be safe, but the proof, once again, for weight loss in humans is lacking, and that more studies need to be done before recommending that to obese patients. L-carnitine, where they looked at that as something that could be considered for weight loss, what they did find was that there was nausea and diarrhea for a lot of those patients that took it, and not as much of a benefit as you would expect. And the last that I'll talk about from this article from Medscape.com is willow bark. And it contains salicin, which is an ingredient that led to the introduction of aspirin. It has been used as an anti-inflammatory and antipyretic, so it helps pain and inflammation as well as bringing down fever, but was only recently thought of as perhaps being beneficial in weight loss. Now, one reason that I bring up willow bark is that it has a salicin in it. And so they did a case study on a woman who was actually allergic to aspirin, and she wound up taking this supplement and began to feel short of breath and feel itching and had to be hospitalized and treated for that. And so I bring that up because a lot of times you may have that, but you may not know the base of the supplement. And so if you have a patient with an aspirin allergy, or if you are someone that has an aspirin allergy, or you have asthma, you really should not use a product that contains willow bark. And that can be one of the benefit of bringing in all the information to your healthcare provider and going over that so you can avoid taking something that may cause a problem for you. So that was about the Skinny on Weight Loss supplements from Medscape.com, talking about a variety of them, and you can check that out for more information on it. I do want to skip over right now to the FDA article about the weight loss supplements that have been banned recently by the FDA. And on the page for the Healthy Lifestyle radio show, I did put a link for that, and it's www.fda.gov/CDER/consumer-info/weight_loss_products.htm. And in case you could not write all that down, it's okay. It's definitely on the Healthy Lifestyle page. And what the CDER stands for is Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, and it gives a lot of information about the problem that they came across. But in one article by Dr. Simeon Margolis at Johns Hopkins, we looked at the problem of tainted weight loss dietary supplements that are dangerous because they are contaminated with certain products and that we're unaware of. And so I think this is a huge problem because we talked about how millions of overweight and obese Americans are really trying to find some way to lose weight. Unfortunately, there are some companies that are not scrupulous who have use this as an opportunity to make millions while putting out either products that are worthless or potentially dangerous to people who are really desperate to find something to help them out in terms of weight loss. Late in April, the FDA issued a warning urging consumers to stop taking hydroxycut line of weight loss products, which have been associated with a number of serious side effects, including liver and kidney failure. And hydroxycut products are probably one of the best known weight loss supplements, because, and they're also sold in national chain stores like GNC and the Vitamin Shop, and they come in pills, drinks, and powder form. And they were promoted as a way to increase energy as well as burn calories and control your appetite. And the manufacturers of hydroxycut, which are the Lovate Health Services, they have voluntarily withdrawn 14 of their products, but the FDA is urging consumers who have already purchased any of the products to throw them away. And I know you may be thinking, oh, but wait, I just spent my money, but it is not worth it. The $15, $20, $30 is not worth it to have potentially dangerous side effects as a result of it. There are a number of other products, and they do list them in alphabetical order on the FDA site that I have a reference, that you can go look and see if that has been banned recently. And the problem with the tainted products is that not only does it have a contamination with things that you're not considering, the problem is that it has prescription medications that are within these different weight loss supplements that you are not knowing about, and that the manufacturers are not telling you about it. So the FDA on this site has developed a question and answer type of sheet so that it can help consumers, healthcare practitioners, as well as the general public understands how the FDA goes about weight loss products and the contamination that they've seen, as well as other prescription drugs and chemicals. A lot of the products are marketed as dietary supplements, and unfortunately the FDA can't, test and do everything right away. As soon as they find out information, they let us know if there's a problem. But I think what it is, and I'll have you look at it, but some of the products contain the sibutramine, which is the product in Ally, that you don't know about, and they need to have that listed on there, but some of them do not, as well as other prescription medications like furosemide, which is a water pill, and several other medications have been listed in there. And I think that the problem is if you're taking something and you're not fully aware of what's in it, that can be a problem for several reasons because of the side effects that can come. And a lot of the medicines that are in it also have warnings from the FDA from certain side effects. So it's important for us to fully be aware of what we're putting into our bodies and to realize that a lot of times the main thing that we need to focus on is making sure we're eating a healthy diet, as well as exercising, and then consulting with a healthcare practitioner about other things that we can use that will be safe for us as well as effective. So please go to the FDA website. To make it simpler for you, it's www.fda.gov. You can go on there and get information about drug safety and type in weight loss on searching the site, and you can find that. So we're unfortunately out of time to go into more details on that, but please check it out so that we can keep you healthy and safe. I just want to remind you that the information presented on this program is for education and motivation purposes only. Please consult your personal physician or other healthcare professional before starting, changing, or discontinuing any treatment. I want to thank you for joining me today. Please be sure to tune in next time, which will be June 17th, and I look forward to speaking with you then. Please remember to be healthy, and God bless. Have a good one.